Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Evangelist Robert Wise. I'm with Forgotten Word Ministries. And I want to talk today. Now, I realize this program is going to be aired probably Friday morning. And I'm actually taping this program a few days before that. So I'm not sure what the situation is going to be when this actually airs over in Israel. But that's what I want to talk about today, Israel and the Gaza Strip, the Hamas. I pray that by the time this airs on the radio that peace has been resolved. But as of now, while I'm taping this, it's not looking good at all. It's a Saturday this past weekend when I'm talking. So, like I say, I pray that things have been resolved by the time you hear this program, but it's still going to be relevant. What I want to talk about is Israel. Should the United States back Israel? Should we be their ally? You know, we've been their ally for many years now. And according to God's word, Israel is his people. I realize that the piece of property is not the most important thing, but it is very important. Portions of it's very important, but the people of Israel are God's people, his chosen people. We're all children of God, but those Israelites are the chosen people. We have to support Israel. We just have to. Right now, as I'm speaking, it's a situation where it looks like maybe Egypt and Iran are backing the Hamas from Gaza, the Gaza Strip. And if that's the case, if that ends up being, if they become true allies and Egypt and Iran join the fight against Israel, we have to join in. I don't like wars. I hate wars as much as anybody. But we cannot let Israel fight alone. We need to stand up. America needs to let the world know that in no uncertain terms, under no uncertain terms, the United States will back Israel militarily if we need to and have to. Maybe that will be enough to get Hamas from the Gaza Strip, Egypt, and Iran to back off and sign a peace treaty, some kind of an agreement. I don't know if that's going to happen. I just don't know. I do not personally. I'm not speaking for a church. I'm not speaking for anything and anybody else. I'm speaking for myself. I personally do not have a lot of faith in the President of the United States to make that bold of a statement to the world and truly mean it, and to make them to understand he means it. I believe he'll say a lot of things, but I don't think that he is going to be sincere. An example of that is, as of this recording, the President of the United States is getting ready to go over to the Far East, to Thailand or somewhere and some other places. And Israel is on the verge of having a war, a very serious, dangerous war with horrible, horrible consequences. I personally feel that if the President of the United States truly backs Israel, truly will support Israel, he would, and I hope that by the time you hear this, this is what happened. Either peace was agreed upon before he left, or he canceled his trip to the Far East to stay in the United States and work with the people of Israel, with Netanyahu, who is a good man, and that the president would do the president to do his work, not to, to go on a trip. The trip he's going on is not that necessary for now. He can go on that trip later. Right now, Israel needs the United States and the president of the United States to be there, to be their ally, to stand strong with them. I know, and I have all the faith in the world, and I made this comment yesterday, somehow, Israel is going to win. God has made it clear that Israel will not be scattered again. So somehow, they're going to pull it off. What I don't know is it because the United States stood beside them? Or will the little country of Israel be able to defeat the Hamas, which is a small group? They could walk all over Hamas and the West Bank. They could destroy the West Bank if that's what they had to do. They have the power to do that. They have the army and the equipment. They've got everything they need. They could destroy the little area there, the Gaza Strip. They don't want to, and they made that very clear. But could they? Do they have? Could that little bitty country of Israel, could they defeat Iran and Hamas and Egypt together against them? If that's what happens, if by the time you hear this recording, that's what happens, then that is a miracle from God, and it should prove to the world that God's hand is upon his people, Israel, his chosen people. If the United States gets involved and the other countries back off, I believe it's only because of the grace of God working on the leaders of the United States to make the right decision. I know this is all in God's hand. I just hope the United States makes the decision and Israel doesn't have to take on all these enemies by themselves. Even though I believe somehow they're going to do it, because I believe God will protect them. But I also believe this, and here's where our problem as a country, the United States, has, there's where the problem could come. If the United States does not back Israel, we need to, before I get into that, let me just tell all of you, all of us need to be praying for Israel, for the people of Israel. We need to lift them up in prayer to the Holy One. We need to do that. Now, going back to what I started to say, if the United States does not back Israel and help them either initiate peace or militarily back them to defeat their enemies, I believe with all my heart that the Lord will continue to allow the United States to decline. Folks, loved ones out there, listen to me. The United States is slipping down the slippery slope. Just look back at what the United States has become and what's happened in the last 60 years. From the time World War II was over, look at what has happened to the United States. We rebuilt after World War II. We rebuilt our economy. We got back to work after all the men come back home. And we became a very prosperous and a very formidable country. the biggest power, the strongest power in the world. We used to be the most giving country in the world, and now we're borrowing money by the trillions or billions. It's amazing what has happened, the change, the downfall that we're experiencing right now. We're experiencing it right now in our country, the United States. People, it's not hard to see if you will look backwards. Quit trying to just live for today. Quit thinking everything's all about me, me, me. And look back and realize that, man, we've never been in this kind of condition before. I mean, for years. Spiritually, we're a dead country almost. Financially, we're on the brink of death. We have problems. And if we turn our back on Israel, God will continue to allow us to fail, to where we will financially default. We will, our businesses will close more than ever before. And eventually we'll be a poor nation living like what people call a third world country. One of the richest countries in the world is about to fail, people. You get so big, you think you're invincible in every way, and we're not. We as a country are at the mercy of God, and we don't realize it. We have got to back Israel. We have got to get back to God in this country. We have to. We have to. Or we have no future here. I hope that you, and I know this is a very solemn broadcast today, and I apologize to you for that. But the seriousness and the magnitude of the fallout of what is going on over there in Israel right now is very, very, very much what should be on everybody's minds. We have got to do what's right. We as a country have got to get ourselves straightened out. We've got to get our morals back on track. We've got to quit being so greedy, all of us. Everybody's crying about Hostess cupcakes and Twinkies and everything going out of business. It's just a snack food, folks. I hate to see the company close because of all the people. The 18,000 some people, men and women, they're going to lose their jobs. It's just a snack food, though. Hardly anybody's whining around about and crying and feeling so bad about all the people that's losing their jobs. But you get on the internet and it's just plumb full of talk on Facebook and everywhere about by the thousands and thousands and millions about the death of the Twinkie. It's not the Twinkie that's dying. It's the country. It's not the Twinkie that's without a job. It's the people that work there that's going to be without a job. 18,000 more people out looking for work when there's hardly any jobs to be had to start with. There's no room. There's no more room left for the unemployed. We've got to get this country back in a status that God will bless us again and hold us upright while we hold God in our highest esteem. And we're not doing that. So, folks, we've got to do it. That's all there is to it. Pray for Israel. I'll see you next week. God bless you all. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.